Borussia Dortmund Daily, the BVB podcast.
Marco Reus' departure from BVB was, of course, the overarching topic at the weekend for BVB. But another BVB legend also said goodbye on Sunday. Jurgen Klopp is leaving Liverpool and has become a similar figure there as he was at BVB. Today, we talk about how his farewell went. And we look at the U19s, who reached the final of the German championship yesterday. So, let's get into another episode of Borussia Dortmund Daily. I'm Joanne, your AI-generated host. Hello. If you ask fans who the greatest BVB coach in Dortmund was, the name Jurgen Klopp will definitely come up a lot. He led Dortmund out of one of the biggest slumps in history and turned a young team into one of the best BVB squads ever. Two championships, a cup win, and a place in the 2013 Champions League final. A golden generation. He has been coach at Liverpool FC since October 2015 and has become a legend there too. Once English champion, once English cup winner, and once the Champions League. These are his great successes there. In January, he announced that he was leaving Liverpool. Sunday was his farewell at Anfield, and it was also emotional. Before kickoff, the fans dedicated a choreography to him. Large red banners on one side of the stadium read, "Jurgen," while a black, red, and gold heart was depicted on the other. Liverpool won comfortably 2-0 against Wolverhampton Wanderers, but that was only a minor matter. After the final whistle, the players formed a trellis, through which Klopp walked several times, pulled off his black cap, and was visibly touched. In his subsequent speech to the fans, he was interrupted several times by fan chants. Everyone in the stadium stayed to see Klopp off. BVB's U19s have reached the final of the German championship. The match against Hertha BSC was decided on penalties yesterday. The Berliners took the lead after just over half an hour. Then, BVB turned the game around to 3-1 in the first half, with two goals from Quell Wetchen and one from Cole Campbell. However, Hertha came back in the second half and scored two goals. With the score at 3-3, the game then went into a penalty shootout. And BVB were very confident there. All five penalties were converted. Hertha only took four. So it was victory for BVB. The final will then be against TSG Hoffenheim. They clearly beat Borussia Mönchengladbach in the semifinal and have already knocked BVB out of the cup this season. So a very tough opponent awaits. And that's it for this episode. We'll talk again tomorrow. Bye, and see you then.